I wonder what were the very first words you said when you were a baby or a toddler. Perhaps you can ask your parents when you go home. Do you know, Frederick? What was it? Mum or dad? Yeah, I think probably that's true, isn't it? I think, I was just about to say that. The first words that probably most children say when they're young is mummy or daddy or mama or dada or some kind of variation of those words. One of the first words that our eldest son Tom said after he'd said mummy and daddy was downstairs. He didn't like being left upstairs on his own when we were downstairs, so he used to shout out, downstairs. But there are two other words that I think most children learn very early on after mummy and daddy. Can you guess what they might be? Yes. And so what's the other one? Perhaps this one comes first for a lot of children. Anyway, okay, yes and no. These are words that children learn very early on. Very important words, but they're also important as attitudes, not just when we're young, but throughout our lives. What do we say yes to, and what do we say no to? Because that affects the kind of person we are going to become. Yes and no. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is a period of time when we prepare for Easter. We think about more and more Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection. And during Lent, as we prepare for Easter, we may sometimes give up things. Is anyone giving up anything for Lent? Lucas, what are you giving up? Candy, sweets. You're giving up sweets. Well, some people give up sweets, some people give up chocolate. Adults might give up drinking wine. We may give up spending so much time on our phones. We may give up spending so much money on clothes. We may say no to some of these things. But why do we say no to them? That's a harder question, isn't it? Why do we say no to some of these things? Well, we say no in order to say a deeper yes to God. We say yes to God, who is the giver of all good things. We say yes to looking after God's creation. We say yes to spending more time reflecting on God's word and in prayer rather than with other things that distract us. Now today, we think about Jesus spending 40 days in the wilderness. And it's a time when Jesus says both yes and no. Jesus is led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit just after his baptism. And at his baptism, Jesus hears God the Father speak to him, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." God the Father delights in Jesus the Son and says a great big yes to him. But then Jesus is led out into the wilderness by the Spirit. And he is tested, his loyalty is tested to see how much he will say yes to God the Father. Now, during his 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus didn't eat anything. Now, have you ever had 40 days when you've not eaten any food? Anyone? No, not unless we were on a hunger strike. Don't think anyone's been on a hunger strike here. So Jesus had 40 days without eating any food. So how do you think he felt? How do you think he felt after that? Very hungry. How would you feel? Very hungry. Okay, so Jesus is tempted to turn the stones around him into bread. Okay, he's tempted to turn the stones into bread. But he knows there's something he needs more than bread. And he says, one cannot live by bread alone. And those words come from the Bible. So he knows he doesn't just need physical bread, he needs spiritual bread. And we too don't just need physical bread, we also need spiritual bread. That's why we sometimes give up treats in Lent, so we can remind ourselves to be more hungry for God's word. Now then, Jesus was then tempted to be the ruler over all the kingdoms of the world.
that he could be rich and powerful if only he would follow the devil's way and worship him. So what do you think Jesus says? What does he say?
He says no.
He says no. Instead, what does he say?
He says yes to God.
He will only follow God's way. He knows he must worship only God and no one and nothing else. And he says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Quoting again from Scripture.
And we too need to make sure that we don't let anything get in the way of our worship and our loyalty to God.
What do we give our time, our energies to? What is most important to us? Do we worship God and serve only him? Next, Jesus is tempted to throw himself off the temple so that God would rescue him. Something so dramatic. Everyone would then believe who he was. It would prove that he was who he was, that he was special to God. But again, what does Jesus say?
He says no. He says no. Because he knows, do not put the Lord your God to the test, it says in the Bible. Instead, he wants to say yes to God.
He knows that he has to trust God. He says yes to trusting God. He doesn't need to test God. He doesn't need to make God do something dramatic because he trusts God completely.
And we too don't need to test God. We need to learn to trust God even in the most difficult and painful of times.
So Jesus says no to all the temptations he faces, and he says yes to God. He says yes to worshipping God, to trusting God, and to listening to his word. Now, Jesus was a Jew, and he came from the people of Israel. And he knew well the stories we now read in the Old Testament.
He knew the story about God rescuing the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and leading them into the wilderness and then to the promised land. And he knew that the Israelites often didn't say yes to God. In fact, what did they say quite often? They often said no.
They didn't always want to listen to God's word. When they were in the wilderness, they thought about the meat and the cucumbers and the melons that they ate in Egypt.
And they didn't want to follow God's word. In fact, they often said no to God's word.
They didn't always worship God either. In fact, they made a golden calf and worshiped that as well. So they often said no to worshiping God too. And they often complained and wanted to put God to the test. So they didn't trust God either. Israel often said no to God, but Jesus, the true Israelite, always said yes completely to God. So what about us? If we're honest, we might have to say we're more like the Israelites in the wilderness than we are like Jesus. We don't always feed on God's word. We don't always worship him and serve only him, and we often test God and we don't trust him. But hopefully we want to feed on God's word, we want to worship God more fully, and we want to trust God more deeply. Perhaps what we're really like is like this. Can you see what's on that? It's a divided heart, isn't it? And part of it says yes, and part of it says no. And perhaps that's a bit more what we're like. We want to say yes to God, but often we say no. So we need the Spirit to help us to see those things we think and say and do that are actually saying no to God and say sorry. And we need to say sorry again and again and again so that we can learn to say yes more fully in every area of our lives. Now, there's one more thing I want to say this morning. Jesus quotes often from the Bible to help him to say yes to God. And I know that during Lent, you in Junior Church are going to be learning a few verses from the Bible during Lent. Perhaps we can all learn some verses from the Bible during Lent. And one very, very simple phrase that we could learn, we heard in our first reading that Christiana read to us this morning. Very, very short. I'm sure we can all remember it. What does that say? Jesus is Lord. I'm sure that we can all learn that simple phrase and remember it over Lent. Jesus is Lord. Now, I'd like the children to help me a bit now as I do some things at the end. Okay, so who'd like to come up first and hold something up for me? Joanna, you saw this earlier. Do you want to come up? Can you hold this up really high? Okay, high as you can. That's it. Even higher. Whoo, very good. I hope that during this Lent we will all spend time to reflect on God's word. I also hope that we will spend time, you hold that as high as you can, I hope we will spend time worshipping God. Okay, next one. Okay, Kiki. Okay, and we will trust God more and more. Now, of course, if we're honest, we know that we don't always spend enough time reading God's word. Sometimes we don't worship God because we've got other things that take our loyalty instead. And we don't always trust God either. So, being honest again, who's going to hold the honest card? Frederick, do you want to do that? Come on. This is what we're like a lot of the time. Okay, we have a divided heart. So we have to say sorry for the things that say no to God and pray that the Spirit will help us to say yes to God. And we can turn to someone for help. Who can we turn for help? God. Yeah, well, also, would you like to hold this one, Lucas? What did I say we had to learn as a little phrase to learn for Lent? Jesus is Lord. Okay, we remember that Jesus is Lord and that it's only through Jesus and in Jesus that we can say, who's going to the last one? Jemima. Okay, only through Jesus, in Jesus, that we can say a bigger and bigger yes to God. Just hold them really still for a moment, Frederick, so everyone can look at them. Thank you very much. Thank you.